Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. Today we are covering Qualcomm's fourth quarter 2024 earnings announcement.
Right.
It's earnings season, so that means lots of companies are releasing their reports.
Yep.
And we're going to unpack some really impressive numbers from this tech giant today.
For sure.
Get ready for a glimpse into a future that's powered by AI, where like your phone, your car, even your glasses could become super smart.
Yeah, Qualcomm definitely exceeded expectations this quarter. They reported non-GAAP revenue of $10.2 billion for Q4, and that adds up to a massive $39 billion for the whole fiscal year, which is a 21% year-over-year growth. Pretty remarkable considering the current economic environment.
Yeah, that's like they found a way to defy gravity. And it's not just that they made money. They generated a record $11.2 billion in free cash flow. That tells me they're in a very strong position to invest and innovate. But where's all this growth coming from? It can't just be smartphones anymore, right?
You're absolutely right. While the handset market remains important, Qualcomm is firing on all cylinders across multiple segments. Let's start with automotive. Their revenue in this sector skyrocketed 68% year over year, reaching almost $900 million.
Wow, almost $1 billion just from automotive. What's fueling that kind of growth?
It seems car manufacturers are really embracing Qualcomm's Snapdragon digital chassis. Think of it as like a central brain for the car, managing everything from advanced driver assistance systems to the infotainment system. This is a clear sign that Qualcomm is becoming a key player in the future of mobility.
That's super interesting. So it's not just about chips for smartphones anymore. They're really embedding themselves in the whole connected car ecosystem.
Exactly. And then there's the Internet of Things, or IoT. Qualcomm saw a 24% sequential increase in revenue in this area. Everything from smart homes in cities to industrial sensors and wearables is getting a boost from Qualcomm's technology.
Okay, so we've got cars and smart devices. It seems like they're riding the wave of the smart everything trend. But what about their traditional bread and butter, the smartphone market?
They haven't forgotten their roots. While overall handset chipset revenues remain stable, there was a noticeable uptick in the premium tier Android devices. It seems people are still willing to pay for the latest and greatest when it comes to their smartphones, especially those packed with Qualcomm's high-end Snapdragon processors.
Makes sense. People want the best performance and features, especially for something they use every day. But what does all this financial success mean for Qualcomm's future? Where are they heading with all this momentum?
Well, if we look closely, one word keeps popping up. AI. Artificial intelligence is at the heart of Qualcomm's strategy. They're positioning themselves as the connected computing company for the edge of AI. And that's where things get really exciting.
Edge of AI. Now, you've got to explain that one for the folks who aren't deep in the tech world. What does that even mean? And why should we care?
Think of it this way. Instead of your smartphone having to send all your data to a giant server farm somewhere to process it, the AI smarts are built right into the device itself. That's what edge AI means.
So the AI is happening right there on my phone. That's pretty cool. What kind of advantages does that offer?
Well, for starters, it means faster responses. You don't have to wait for data to travel back and forth to a server. It also means greater privacy because your personal data isn't being sent to the cloud. And perhaps most importantly, it opens up a whole new world of possibilities for cool features and applications that we haven't even begun to imagine.
Okay, I'm starting to see why they're so excited about this, but can you give me some concrete examples? How is Qualcomm actually using AI in their products right now?
Let's start with their latest and greatest mobile processor, the Snapdragon 8 Elite. This thing is an absolute beast. It's been crowned the world's fastest mobile processor, bringing incredible performance gains to the latest Android devices.
So our phones are going to be even faster and more responsive. That's always a good thing.
Absolutely. But it's not just about speed. The Snapdragon 8 Elite is also packed with AI capabilities. For example, they've partnered with Meta to bring Llama 2, a powerful AI language model, directly to devices powered by Snapdragon.
Llama 2. What does that do?
Imagine having an AI assistant that can truly understand you and help you with all sorts of tasks, from writing emails and translating languages to generating creative content and answering your questions in a truly conversational way. That's the potential of Llama 2.
Wow, that's pretty mind-blowing. But it's not just about smartphones, right? Qualcomm is making big moves in automotive and extended reality, XR, as well. Is AI playing a role there too?
Absolutely. AI is a driving force in those areas as well. In automotive, think of cars that can anticipate your needs, react instantly to changing road conditions, and even drive themselves with increasing levels of autonomy. Qualcomm's Snapdragon Digital Chassis is designed to make all of that possible.
Self-driving cars powered by AI. It sounds like science fiction, but it's becoming a reality. What about XR? How is AI changing that landscape?
Think of XR headsets and glasses that can seamlessly overlay digital information onto the real world, understand your voice commands, and even respond to your emotions.
Wow.
Qualcomm is developing specialized chips and platforms that will power the next generation of immersive XR experiences. They recently announced a new partnership to bring AI-powered noise cancellation to XR devices.
Wait, so my future XR glasses could potentially filter out all the annoying background noise around me. That would be a game changer for someone like me who works from home with a noisy family.
Exactly. And that's just scratching the surface. Qualcomm is investing heavily in AI research and development, and they're constantly pushing the boundaries of what's possible. They truly believe that AI will transform every aspect of our lives, from how we work and play to how we connect with each other and the world around us.
Okay, I'm officially sold on the idea of an AI-powered future. But Qualcomm's earnings call wasn't all sunshine and roses, was it? They did mention some potential challenges and headwinds, right? What were some of the concerns they raised?
You're right. While they're clearly optimistic about the future, they're also being realistic about the challenges ahead. They did express some caution in their guidance for upcoming quarters.
What kind of caution? What are they worried about?
Well, one concern is the overall economic climate. There's uncertainty in the global market, particularly in China, which is a significant market for Qualcomm. They anticipate some potential slowdowns in that region.
So a bit of a proceed with caution approach, especially when it comes to China. Makes sense. What else are they keeping a close eye on?
Another area they mentioned is competition. The tech landscape is always evolving, and there are other companies vying for a piece of the AI pie. Qualcomm needs to stay ahead of the curve to maintain its leadership position.
It's a competitive world out there. Survival of the fittest, as they say. Anything else that's giving them pause?
They also talked about potential pressure on chipset margins. The cost of manufacturing those advanced chips is going up, and that could squeeze their profitability if they can't offset those costs.
So finding that balance between innovation and affordability is going to be key.
For sure.
It's a tough challenge for any tech company. But despite these concerns, it sounds like Qualcomm is in a strong position overall.
I agree. They have a solid track record of innovation, a diversified portfolio, and a clear vision for the future. They're not resting on their laurels, and they're actively addressing the challenges they face.
So for you, the listener, what's the big takeaway from all of this? Why should you care about what's happening with Qualcomm?
Qualcomm's technology is likely to touch your life in more ways than you realize. If their vision of an AI-powered future comes true, we're talking about a world of smarter devices, safer cars, more immersive experiences, and a whole lot more. It's a future that Qualcomm is actively shaping, and it's one that will impact all of us.
That's a great point. Qualcomm isn't just some faceless tech company. They're developing the technologies that will define how we live, work, and play in the years to come.
It's an exciting time to be following their journey, and we'll be watching closely to see what they do next. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Qualcomm's earnings and their vision for an AI-powered future. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep questioning.